We are servants. And we must try to keep our Lord's commands. Islam gives perfection to people, and if anyone looking to Islam from any direction, seeing that it is perfect, you may find for everything in Islam a perfection. Islam is perfect for people here and hereafter. And who asking perfection may keep divinely rules that Allah Almighty just send it to people. The perfection that mankind may think on it, it is only an imagination. But what Allah Almighty teaching, it is reality. Therefore, leave imagination and keep reality. And we are in need to reach reality through our lives. If you are not reaching to reality, it means that we wasted our precious lives. Just wasted without taking any benefit from it. And if a person losing this chance that it had been given to him only once, he should be repented too much. Because no one going to come back to complete himself through this life. No reincarnation in Islam. No. It is some wrong ideas from some wrong people, reincarnation. You can reach perfection through this life, and it is only once chance you have been given. And you have been given free will to use it for reaching to perfection. If you are not using your free will here and through that will, if you are not reaching a perfection, then by death it is going to be taken away from you, willpower. And as a person, when he is sentenced in prison, his will just finished. He must obey by force every order through prison. So, if a person not using his willpower here, by death it is going to be taken away from you, willpower. And you should be under the willpower of the Lord Almighty Allah, forcing you, just taking away from you your willpower. And even before dying, a person, he is going to lose slowly his willpower, and just covering him divinely willpower. Step by step, our willpower getting down when our death approaching. Then common willpower of Allah Almighty taking ourselves under His control. You will never be able to do anything that time, finishing. You can't do anything on yourself. Just finish. And that time, you are under a heavy control from the Lord Almighty Allah, and you must follow as He likes. You should be forced. From beginning of your last moments, you should be carried to a position that only Allah Almighty's willpower controlling you, working on you. You finished. If you are taking perfection here, that means perfection of mankind, it is full agreement with the Lord Almighty Allah to make your willpower full agreement between the Lord's will and your will. That is the perfection of mankind.
till you are coming against with divinely willpower, you're never getting to be in peace. Fighting going on. When you are coming suitable, full agreement by your willpower to the Lord's willpower, then it is perfection. Therefore, if death coming on and divinely willpower going on you, your willpower, it was with Lord's willpower just on same level, no to be against each other, it should be easy. That is the sign of perfection. And no need for any new dealing at the end of their lives or through graveyard, through graves, or the day of resurrection, no need for them any new activity on themselves to make them to reach perfection. But whom that they are always against with the divinely will, should be too many works on them until that to be against finishing and peace coming. Therefore, Allah Almighty, giving a chance to mankind to reach perfection through their lives, if they are wasting their lives and not reaching, then common divinely willpower taking you when last moments approaching and dealing with you as you are in need to be dealt for perfection. And from the beginning of death illness through graveyard and the day of resurrection, if not reaching to a perfection, then through health that person must be trained and prepared for a perfection. You must know, mankind, everyone must know that we must try to reach perfection through this life. If you are getting to be lazy or stupid or crazy, not working and training yourself to reach that perfection, you should be trained by force. From the end of your life, through grave, and through the day of resurrection, even through hell. But you must reach a perfection. You should reach a perfection, but most important perfection that a person may reach it It is through this life. To reach a perfection through this life, that is easier. And it is cheaper. You are not paying more, much more things. No. But through death, and after death, through the day of resurrection, through health, it is so difficult. So difficult. But by force, you must carry it. And here, it is so easy, but we are so lazy to look after it, to reach a perfection. Through this life, it is cheap and easy. But our egos saying no. But then Allah Almighty, imprisoning that ego and keeping it and ordering it to reach perfection by force, by whip, as a donkey, if not walking, you are beating, hitting it. Then, when death approaching and it was coming with whips, yes, angels coming through tomb, angels coming through the day of resurrection, angels coming through health. Why you are not using your willpower to reach to that perfection? What is the reason? Why? You are so free and easy. Why you are not taking care? What was your job 24 hours? You never finding at least half an hour to reach a perfection. And you wasted whole life without benefit. Why? Therefore, perfection should be for mankind. Either they should reach to that perfection with their good wills, and second, if they are not keeping their willpowers to force themselves to reach a perfection, they should be forced through grave, through the day of resurrection, and through health to reach a perfection. And it is not easy. And we are in need to believe. Who believing can reach. Who not believing never reaching to that point, to perfection. No perfection, no humanity. And real perfection, making mankind to be with angels. Imperfection, making people to fall on the level of animals. Because no perfection for animals. Perfection for mankind. And if you losing that chance to reach a perfection, quickly falling on the level of animals. No chance for them. If they have been given a chance to to be perfect, I think that they should run after it. But you, as mankind, we are not running after that perfection. And at the end, if we can't reach to perfection, we are falling down the level of animals. And easy way for perfection, to be perfect, it is difficult, but we have been ordered to reach that perfection, and easy way for reaching to perfection is to find perfect people. From perfect people, perfection reached to you. It is not something that can be delivered by reading books. No. There's something, perfection is something which runs from perfect people to imperfect ones. Therefore, Allah Almighty ordaining to His servants, O my servants, you must be with true ones. His command, O believers, you must be with true ones or trustworthy ones. That to be true and trustworthy, the signs of perfection. If a person going to be perfect, everything that he is doing must sign his perfection. Therefore, Allah Almighty commanding to his servants, to believers, to be with perfect ones. And perhaps Allah Almighty asking to you, with whom you are? Yes, at dunya, with whom you were? With my perfect servants or imperfect ones? If you are saying with imperfect ones, he should ask you, what do you think to be with imperfect ones? And thus I gave to you a mind. Through your mind, you may know with whom you should be, with perfect ones or imperfect ones. Why are you not keeping that order, O my servant? That is the most important advice we have been given. Perfection, jumping from perfect ones to people. It may be through these holy months, seclusion. And the meaning of seclusion is not only to take an empty place and to be there by yourself only, not to be in touch with people. Perhaps most important seclusion is to make yourself, to take yourself to the perfect ones and to leave bad ones. You must do your seclusion from that way, to take away yourself from bad ones and to run to good ones, I mean to say to perfect ones. As long as you are going to be with perfect ones, with best ones, you are on the way to be best ones. You are on the way to be perfect ones. Therefore, Rasulullah, peace be upon him, was saying, everyone going to be on same religion with his friend. What is his friend's beliefs? You should find same beliefs in yourself, because that jumping perfection also on imperfection, jumping from one to the second one. Therefore, you must run away from bad ones as a person running away from snakes, from wild animals, or from ill persons. Now there is a bad illness, people run away. And there is a kind of illness, dog biting, and that person going to die.
Rabies dogs.
Rabies dogs. You must run away from bad people as you are running away from rabies dogs. So dangerous. And you should take perfection according to your master's perfection. Therefore, as whole nations, they are taking from the perfection of their prophets. And Ummat Muhammad, peace be upon him, his nations taking perfection from their prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. And it is a big grant from our Lord Almighty Allah to make ourselves from the nation of beloved Muhammad, peace be upon him. May Allah blessings you and makes you with good people, with perfect people, and not to go to him with imperfection. And we are asking forgiveness and saying Astaghfirullah, 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 Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, wa shukru lillah. Ziyadatan li shafi nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sahbihi wa shaykhah. Siddiqui ibn al-Fatiha.